It will, and that word sitna, Pastor told us as he researched, it means to lie in waiting. Another word for Satan. Something comes to set you back. So at the first point, it was a struggle. It was a quarrel, trying to get them to give it up, trying to get them to stop their pursuit. Then they advance through that, and then there's another enemy that's waiting, another enemy that is lingering there.
So all you taught there, Diane. So look, the first well produced water. Here comes the Philistine, and they claim that water. They did not dig that well. And they claim it. Oh, no. They says to Isaac and his herdmen, you will not get this water. This is our water. And let's think about when we find something, we've been searching for something, and we find it, and the enemy come to claim it. The enemy says, oh, no, you won't get it. So, okay, Isaac said, okay, you can have it, because he's not going to quarrel or stay there and waste no time arguing. And I just mean now my interpretation. He must have said, if we find it one time,
we'll find it again.
We'll find it again. Mm-hmm. So we just move
on.
He
never gave up.
Come on.
See, he never gave up. Satan's lying and waiting, and he never gave up. He went to the other extreme, and he found water again.
Yeah.
And the last thing, we had Esek, Sitnak, and now we have Rehoboam, and that's a wide open place.
Yeah.
So that's the place where they found the water, in your wide open place. So we need to find our Rehoboam, our wide open place, the good ground where we need to be to become fruitful.
Hallelujah.
Away from the quarrel. What good is the water if it comes with a quarrel?
Yeah. Exactly.
If there's contention all in the place. You know, so they say, we'd rather just go ahead. We know if we were able to find it one time, we'll be able to find it again. So they went, separated themselves from the quarrel. And they had to keep doing that until they found the space that was fruitful for them so that they could be in peace, absent of quarrel, absent of all the contention, and they could live peaceably with their water, with their flocks. That they had to advance to that point. If they would have given up too soon, they would have had every day had to go out there, fight for their water. They're going to get some water. This is our water. What you doing? Come and taking our water. Every day would have been a contention. But they continued to move past. And just as we opened up yesterday, the wayside, the stony ground, the tares, the good ground destination. So they had to go through the stages, and they had to progress to the place that was right for them, the broad open place of provision that God had for them to be able to sustain what God had given them.
The blessing of the Lord maketh one rich
and adds no sorrow to it.
Come on, we can stay here and preach. Come on, let's say it again. The blessing
of the Lord
makes one rich
and adds no sorrow to it.
I love that.
That's it. So when God bless you, it will be peaceable.
That's Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22.
Yes.
The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it.
No quarrel. So we know now that that is true, because here in Rehoboam, they have the blessing of God. There was no more quarrel. There was no more sorrow, because that's the place that God has chosen for them. What kind of a place? A wide. Rehoboam means wide. A wide open space. A wide open field where you can what? Prosper. Hallelujah.
And he said, for now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. So the Lord made room for them. It wasn't for them and the enemy. It was for them solely.
Yeah.
Their place of prosperity, their place to be fruitful, the place where their herds can drink freely, the place of their provision. And all this came about because Isaac was obedient. He sowed during a time of famine. He was obedient to the word of God. And as he went through the path that God had already went beforehand, he walked into the promises that the Lord had declared to his father generations before. So now he took into possession the promise that was spoken to his father by the Lord, by being obedient to the Lord, by finding the place where his foot fit in order for him to profit, not him by himself, but yes, those who were with him and their possessions. Make your day count.
Wow.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
a day
you looking
count.
For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Family, friends, and money, and love the Lord with all his heart. So the devil went to God and said, oh, Job would fall apart if you should take away his fortune. Let me put him to the test. And soon poor Job had lost his health and wealth and all the rest. And as his troubles added up, he fell down on his knees and said, you got one thing, and that's your love for me. You got to count your blessings. You'll find one if you try. Count on the Lord and watch the blessing multiply. Well, those might have and could have and should have been are nothing but distressing. So when you're down and out, it's time to count your blessings. Go through hard times when you fall into despair.
you have and forget what you have not. And just learn a lesson from old Job. Give thanks for what you got. And you got to count your blessings. You'll find one if you try. Count on the Lord and watch that blessing multiply. Well, those might have and could have and should have been are nothing but distressing. So when you're down and out, it's time to count your blessings.
Standing